You're listening to SBS News.
Martial law has ended in Ukraine 30 days after its introduction in November, after Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian naval vessels off the coast of the Russian-annexed Crimea Peninsula. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says the law will not be extended.
We have significantly boosted the air defence of our southern and eastern regions, and we sped up the delivery of weaponry and equipment by 2 or 3 months to the army. The first call of reservists have been mobilised and have received initial training.
Russian border patrol boats fired on, boarded and seized the three Ukrainian vessels along with 24 sailors in the Kerch Strait, the waters connecting the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. Russia accused the Ukrainian ships of illegally entering Russian waters, but Ukraine said its ships didn't need Russian permission to cross the strait. Mr. Poroshenko says his nation will stand by its use of the waters.
I firmly underline that Ukraine will never stop using its Azov port, including by military vessels. Truth is on our side. The law and international law in particular is on our side. International support is on our side, and we will use all our diplomatic means.
Under martial law, Ukraine banned Russian men of combat age from entering the country and boosted security at critical sites such as nuclear power stations and Black Sea ports. It came as tensions between Russia and Ukraine continued to mount, with officials warning Russia has been strengthening its forces near the Ukrainian border since August. Ukraine's military chief declared Russia now poses the greatest military threat since 2014, the year it annexed Crimea. Western governments also reacted angrily to the Kerch Strait incident. United States President Donald Trump cancelled a meeting with Mr. Putin at the G20 summit in Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, amid mounting tensions with Russia. Russia appears to be doing little to calm those tensions, having now run a final test of its new hypersonic nuclear missile system. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the weapon will ensure the country's security for years to come.
Dear comrades, I would like to address, before anyone else, the managing engineer, the engineers, the workers, to everyone who created this prominent arms system. I congratulate you on this great event in the history of military power and in the matter of ensuring the security of the Russian state.
Mr. Putin unveiled features of the system during his annual address in March, saying it would be part of a new generation of what he claimed would be invincible weaponry. President Putin praised the hypersonic missile, saying it can now fly at 20 times the speed of sound and manoeuvre up and down, avoiding missile detection systems.
It's a great success, a great victory. Already by next year, the system will be deployed. It will be joined by a regiment which will be put on duty. We'll move forward in accordance with our plans for this missile system and for others, promising military arms systems to equip the Army and the Navy. It is a wonderful, excellent New Year's gift to the nation.
The final missile test comes after US President Donald Trump announced plans to pull out of a key Cold War era nuclear weapons pact, the 3-decades-old Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Russia has said it will develop missiles formally banned under the deal if the United States abandons it. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.